back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to Google or Apple stores, download our app, or go Alexa, enable Devil Radio, and then you go Alexa, play Devil Radio. You can carry us 24/7, listen to your favorite shows whenever you want. And there's a link. You've asked for a link, and we put a link on our website. Support Devil Radio. There are a lot of right-wing stations in this state. There's only us on the other side. And appreciate all the outpouring of support. Click on the link and see how you can support Devil Radio. Okay, Joe Biden kept a campaign promise, and he released at least part of a secret 9/11 document from 20 years ago about the involvement of the Saudi Arabian government in the attack on the World Trade Center and the attack in Manhattan in New York. You know, there were 19 hijackers. I think 17 of them were from Saudi Arabia. And it's been long known that there were elements of the Saudi Arabian government that planned it, that were behind it. Well, these documents that were released, first of all, it's not the whole document. The whole document was something like, I think, 28 pages, something. This is just some pages. Secondly, it's heavily redacted. What does redacted mean? Well, any of you work in a law office or anything of that nature, I have a buddy who works in a law office, you know, you just put a magic marker over big chunks of it, names, dates, what was said, and then you run it through a Xerox machine, because people can read through magic marker on a document, but it's hard to do that if it's a Xerox document with magic marker that's being Xeroxed. In any event, a lot of this is totally redacted. But what was revealed was that there was involvement of the Saudi Arabian consuls in California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and that when these hijackers came to the United States, they were handlers, really, who got them a place to stay, money, food. In one case, actually arranged for them to get flight lessons. Remember, some of these guys took some flight lessons. Just what do I do when I get in the plane? It should have occurred to the people giving them flying lessons when they said, well, we don't have to worry about learning how to land the plane. Guy says that, I'm on the phone to the FBI. I frankly think that all companies that give flight lessons should have to give a list of their customers to the FBI in advance, because that's a very powerful way to destroy a city, destroy a building. In any event, there was extensive involvement by elements of the Saudi Arabian government in 9/11, just from these documents. First of all, I think that the rest of it should also be revealed. This is 20 years ago. Let's reveal it. Secondly, the only weak counter argument was, well, there's no evidence that the top guys there, the king or the whoever was the crown prince at the time, was involved. Well, it's only part of the document, and it's also redacted. But the other thing is this, what does it mean to say that the Saudi Arabian government was involved, but maybe not the head guy? Well, you know something? The consulate in LA and San Francisco for Saudi Arabia didn't do this on their own. They did not on their own enable people to attack New York City. If that was not desired by their higher ups, believe me, they would be back in the dungeon if they were lucky in Saudi Arabia. Number two, what I think is really going on, their only defense somehow is, there is a devil's pact that's been made in Saudi Arabia between the royal family and the Wahhabi religious police that run the country. And the Wahhabi religious police are permitted to do whatever they want. You know, women can't drive, beat them if they show up, if you can see their ankles, that kind of thing. And then the royal family has unlimited money. They buy a $500 million yacht. they vacation in Italy and France. There's this uneasy alliance, and one day that's going to blow up. I do not believe that higher ups in the Saudi Arabian government weren't in on this, because I don't believe that the consuls in San Francisco and LA freelanced. Okay, simple as that. We wanted to see the rest of the documents. Secondly, a couple of years ago, very recently, we were training Saudi Arabian pilots in Florida, and one of them comes in with a gun and kills a couple of our sailors. And Trump doesn't criticize the Saudi Arabian government. Let me tell you something. After 9/11, Barack Obama stopped all immigration from Saudi Arabia for a while. That should have continued. If you have people coming to this country, carriers of the jihad meme, who want to kill Americans, it is suicide to let them in the country. Absolutely suicide. It's about time the Democratic Party stood tall and said what I just said. Okay, we're going to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Andy?
Well, Matt, it just amazes me that these guys could come over from Saudi Arabia. Why wasn't there any red flags going up? I know you were partially explained it, but how could these guys, wherever you could get licensed to fly or instructions on how to fly a commercial jet, this is not a normal situation that a guy would learn how to fly a jet. You know, I mean, people come out of the military or whatever, but I still am puzzled by how that got slipped through. You know, I don't know what else to say. And also the fact that the Clinton administration had tried to warn the incoming Bush administration that, you know, there's something up, you know, and supposedly the FBI wasn't talking to the CIA and so on and so forth. So how do you explain all that? Or what happened, you know?
Right. Okay. Very good question. So let me start out with one thing. You know, there's an element of the right wing and the left wing in this country that are so-called truthers, and they somehow say the Bush administration was in on it. That is false. The Bush administration was not in on it. The United States was not in on it. This was a jihadist attack by Saudi Arabia and its government, okay? So that's number one. But number two, was there laxity and negligence? Yes, there was laxity and negligence. And yes, the Clinton administration, the CIA, and the FBI did warn the Bush administration that there's something up. They were getting a lot of chatter. Now, here's the sad thing, and here's what I think should happen now. Guys come in, and they go, I'd like to learn how to fly a jet. And by the way, I don't have time to learn how to land the jet, okay? How dumb can you be? Guy says that. You're on the phone of the FBI, aren't you? I'm on the phone of the FBI. That better be the protocol now. Any guy comes in, a woman, and says, I want to learn how to fly a plane, a jet. You know, I'm not just talking about a Piper, a Cub. Yeah, that should go to the FBI. Secondly, and it's sort of like federal gun registration when you go and buy from a gun shop. I mean, it's as simple as that. The second thing is these guys show up at Boston's Logan Airport and they say, I want one-way tickets. They didn't even want to pay for a round-trip ticket. The clerk went to her supervisor and said, I'm really uneasy about these guys. And the idiot supervisor said, well, we have to sell them the ticket. Everybody's worried about discrimination and all this. I'm tired of that. I am real tired of that. Somebody buys a one-way ticket, that deserves scrutiny. That deserves scrutiny under those circumstances. The other thing is that when Bush came in, it was a disputed election. He supposedly won Florida by 580 votes. He actually lost Florida. He also lost nationwide. He lost the popular vote, about 500,000. He lost Florida, but the U.S. Supreme Court, the Republican majority, stopped the counting of the votes. They stopped the recounting of the votes. They stopped the recounting of the votes. In Florida, with millions of votes, with a 580 vote margin, they stopped the counting of the votes. And they put Bush in. Bush was a very bad president, a lazy president, a weak president, and a stupid president. And so what he did was, I mean, let's be honest about this thing. The guy lies about weapons of mass destruction to go into Iraq. Why does he do that? Because there was a lot of popular talk about his cocaine use. You don't remember that. Well, Jay Leno back then had a skit where Bush, you know, he does these fake history skits. So he goes, here's a limousine. President Bush is arriving. He's about to get out. Door opens and a huge cloud of white powder comes out. And this Bush lookalike stumbles out. Everybody laughed at him because they asked him, did you ever use cocaine? And he said, not after my father became vice president. His father was elected vice president in 1980 when Bush was 34 years old. So you go, okay, you used cocaine until you were 34? Well, that's great. That's great. You're the president. He needed to get around that. He needed a war to make him look like a big man. Okay, that's why he went into Iraq. He didn't believe there were weapons of mass destruction. Neither did the CIA. They didn't lie to him. It's all a lot of baloney. Well, what happens is he was extremely lazy, and he comes in, and Clinton's, this, you know, there's some chatter. Well, you know, the Muslims, I mean, you know, one of them will, you know, shoot somebody in a nightclub, and then we'll stand tall against him. He was so lazy, he didn't do anything about it. It was negligence. That's all it was. Negligence. Very lazy. But now Obama stopped immigration from Saudi Arabia for years. Obama. And why did he do that? He did it because you are importing your own assassins. Not everyone. There'll be a couple of good people. But there will be people with the jihadist urge to forcibly convert or murder the host population. And that is what happened. This disclosure of secret documents is baloney. It's not all the secret documents, and it's redacted. And even what wasn't redacted shows that the Saudi Arabian consulates in California were in on it. And Saudi Arabia's going, well, you know, they were freelancing. We surprised us. Oh, really? Surprised you? What happened to them? You'd think that they and their family would be locked up. Well, no. Oh, do they get an honor maybe? Oh, well, we don't know. We don't remember. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio right after the break.